How do, paranormal people? Welcome to the Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind Podcast Show! And we're back with the full team today. How is everybody? Everyone okay?
Super duper.
Yeah, good.
Okay, thanks.
Tired, but good.
Good. Well, we did a podcast mentioning Can It Chase before we went, and it's come out after we went, but now we're doing this one after we'd been. So it's getting a bit confusing, isn't it? So we went Can It Chase looking for aliens Saturday night, and all that happened to me was I got soaking wet.
Yeah, I got trench foot.
I got bitten on my leg.
I've got three bites on mine.
Yeah.
By a vampire.
Well, they have got marks in the middle. I think they're horse flies or something. Mm. Right, bloody pain.
They don't bite me. I don't get bitten. I've got too much acid in my skin. So
I wouldn't have any because I get bit all the time. Anyway.
Can it chase.
Did a few things with the night vision goggles.
Yeah.
Saw some lights in trees. What were they? Anybody think?
They were anomaly.
Anomalous. Yeah. We didn't see a lot, did we? Because the weather was proper rubbish. It was really overcast.
The thunder and lightning looked spectacular where we were sat, didn't it?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it was good.
We saw a man behind a tree.
I was just going to say, you two went down into the woods.
We went down into the woods for a little. Well, we did get a surprise.
If you'd have carried on walking, you might have got a bigger one.
Well, we don't know, do we, Marie?
No.
I didn't see him. Marie did.
Mm.
I was stood next to him near enough.
Well, I wouldn't say next to him. You were in, like, the same distance away from me as him. But he was over there behind a tree and you were kind of there.
Now, we were near the cemetery, Marie, and there is...
Yes, we were.
It is renowned that there are wanderers at night. Are you sure he wasn't a wanderer?
Would they hide behind a tree?
Well,
do you think?
I don't know.
It depends which wanderers you're talking about. Are we talking paranormal wanderers
spiritual,
now?
Spiritual.
A fully grown bloke. He looked like a bloke.
A fully grown bloke as opposed to...
A little one.
A little bloke.
A dwarf. Someone who suffers from dwarfism.
No, it was a... Like
because the black-eyed kids have said to be hide behind trees and peek around trees.
She'd have known, though, looking at the face, wouldn't you, Marie?
No, it wasn't pitch black, was it, when we went down
It was
there.
Dusk. It was just dusk, wasn't it?
Because I didn't take my torch. It wasn't that dark.
So it was the size of the bloke.
Yeah, it was... But the strange thing was, is... At least half an hour afterwards, when we got back, Mick said that he thought he saw somebody.
And that opening same entrance as you went in. But you'd got your drone out, didn't you? And had a look.
But I couldn't see him. He was hiding in. I didn't go inside the trees.
Mind you, if it was a normal, well, I'm not saying normal, but if it was a person, the drone come at him, he can do one anyway, ain't he?
That's picked up. So we did see some lights in the trees, which looked pretty impressive, I thought. They looked like they were weaving inside, in and out of the trees, which was seen on the night vision goggles.
Couldn't see it with your naked eye.
No, couldn't see it with your naked eye.
Which is weird.
What do you think they were?
Light anomalies.
Oh.
Anomalies.
Light anomalies. I don't know.
We have got the video. I haven't put it up on the internet yet. But we have got video of it.
I know you were saying, we did have a look on when we got back. Well, it was actually Monday, wasn't it, when we were in here Monday. We got Google Earth up, and there is a road that goes behind them, although it is a fair way behind. So it could have been some sort of infrared sensor on a car or something. You seem to think they would glow that much, but it seemed to be...
Just for people that are listening, the lights actually looked... They mimicked like the aurora... They looked like the aurora lights, didn't they?
Yeah.
Through the goggles.
Because they were coming out like in between the trees, weren't they?
It did look like they were going in and out the forest.
But I
have a bit of... It's a fair way away, that is, you know. I bet it's a mile easy away where that road is from where we were. I just think they were a bit bright for being that far away. For a dash cam IR.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Could
and there got to be a few of them, not just one.
Yeah, because it was happening quite regularly, wasn't it?
And it was also happening at the same time. Mm. Sometimes there was three or four at the same time.
At some point, there was two or three, like, next, like, almost like they were standing next to each other, moving across, and then they'd sort of... So when you saw them disappear and come back again, that was when they were going behind trees. Because I couldn't see trees in that camera. It just looked black, and then the lights. Mm. So I didn't know where the trees were.
Yeah. You know why that was?
Go on.
Because Mark didn't know how to switch it on properly.
He kidding?
It's 9 infrared settings. He only found one.
He was on the first one. Sorry, Mark.
How many is there? 9?
Another case of don't know where the on-off switch is, honestly.
I asked him, didn't I? Yeah. I clearly asked him on the night, do you know how to switch that on?
Where there's ghost hunting, we know I have two or three infrared cameras, night vision cameras, but you need an illuminator with them. And depending on where you are or what you're doing, is whether you have it on a low setting. If you're in a room just like this now, you have it on a real low setting. Otherwise, this is the illuminator. Otherwise, it'll just be bright, won't it? You won't be able to see
too
nothing.
Bright, yeah.
But if you're outside in the trees or in the... You put it on full, so it goes further. Well, he'd only got his on one.
I asked him why we couldn't... I asked him why we couldn't see the trees of the woods. Because you couldn't see the trees of the woods, and that wasn't very far away.
Well, that's why.
It was just black.
No, that's why, then. He said he found out when he got home. So I did ask him, I'm not saying anything here that we haven't said to him.
No.
I said, maybe when you buy some equipment, you ought to test it before you take it out and try and use it.
RTFM, yeah. Mark, RTFM.
What's that mean?
Read the F manual.
Oh,
RTFM.
Yeah, but he's a man, RTFM. So that doesn't include men.
That's something Phil always tells me when we buy anything new. RTFM. Mm.
Is he one for reading man?
So we could
Isn't, but I have to. Yeah.
So he was. He had another 8 levels go up on the infrared.
So we probably would have seen those lights in a different light, if you like, if he'd have turned it off.
If it was a light beam coming through and they were a thing, we'd have actually seen what it was wearing. But as it happens, we just saw a bit of a shimmering light, didn't we?
They did look very impressive.
They did,
though.
Yeah.
They looked, whatever they were, it did look good on that camera.
Have you got the recording?
I've got the recording, yeah. I'll put them up on there.
I could do with it on there, whatever. I don't want all of them, obviously, because he's filmed for about 4 hours, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm sure I can have a look at it on the back on the big screen. Mm. But apart from that, was not, was it? Just thunder and lightning. Mm. Lightning looked cool, wasn't it?
Well, the sky was full of clouds, wasn't it?
Lots of activity in the car park.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of dogging going on. Mm.
Yeah, boy races and all that kind of stuff as well.
Police.
Yeah, the police were there. I read everything, really. Balabites. I had some balabites.
I got some balabites.
So, I think it's worth a second visit on a better
on a clear day.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah, but you just can't guarantee when it's going to be clear, can you? Like tonight looks pretty good, but yeah, you just need to choose the night, don't you?
We're on about this earlier. I mean, once it starts getting colder, there will be the better nights, because obviously when it's cold at night, it's clear, isn't it? The sky's clear.
Mm. Yeah. And apparently, somebody's told me that the Trentham Gardens have got sky watching pods with clear glass roofs, so you can sit there and watch the sky at night.
What, at Trentham Gardens?
Yeah, Trentham Gardens. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I've been told. Be interesting.
Just come sit up in our garden and watch the sky.
Mind you, they've got beavers now at Trentham Garden. Have you got any beavers?
Don't answer that, Murray.
They're mated as well, aren't they? God,
where's the water at Trentham Gardens?
Massive lake. Massive lake. Used to do water skiing and jet skiing.
And they've got beavers there now.
It's the biggest enclosure.
Oh, were they there on purpose?
They brought them down from Scotland last year. Okay. When it's the biggest closure, I don't know, it's in Europe or definitely in Britain anyway. And they brought them down last year and they mated. Sorry about this, paranormal people. But I'm talking about beavers.
No, we don't have beavers. We've got chickens.
We're doing Skywatch, not Beaver Watch.
All right. Can't we do one of them then?
Alpacas. You'll see some alpacas.
Have you got
in
one?
In the field.
Marie's got a lovely garden.
But you can see on a clear night, you can see that you can see a meteors. Lot of sky. Yeah, we've seen meteor showers. Not last year, the year before, I think. So yeah, we see a fair bit from up there.
She's inviting us.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, then, isn't it?
I'll bring your blanket out.
Are you going to be watching from the comfort of your living room then, Marie?
Yeah, I'll just set my chair up in the lounge. Yeah, you can bring your gazebo up, Nick, and sit under there for a couple of hours, can't you? You can bring your telescope up, Faye.
Yeah, you've got a telescope.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be good.
Right.
But what are you going to do if we invite aliens to your back garden? And when we've all gone, they come
after. And they come after we've gone.
She's got a guardian angel.
All your chickens.
I've got a guardian angel on the drive, haven't I? So,
have you?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
What's that?
Guardian angel.
End of a driveway.
In the mouth of the drive.
What have you?
A big tree carving.
Oh, yeah. Does it work?
Of course it does.
All right. What does it protect you from?
Aliens.
Because looking from there, then, is it?
You still see them in
the
sky.
Can you cut me up like I do in the sky, Mary?
Yeah, they'll
just hover in there.
You'll still see them in the sky. They just won't come and land.
All right, okay.
Yeah. And the alpacas would see them away like they do the foxes as well. They chase foxes away.
Well,
they're
in the field next to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Spit at you, though, don't they?
No, that's llamas.
All right, okay. What's an alpaca do?
Not a lot.
Not spit at you.
Not a lot, to be fair.
Rather just a little llama.
Yeah.
A little llama.
A little llama. Anyway. That's it then. So we'll be doing a podcast from Marie's house. With the
Skywatch.
Sky watching and alpaca watching. Chicken watching. So that's it. Yeah, that's pretty good actually. Because it says open, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is an open space, isn't it?
I mean, apart from the being woods and it being a bit more spooky, I don't think it's much different from looking at the sky at Cannock Chase, to be fair.
And plus, you haven't got to worry about anything, have you? You haven't got to keep turning around, watching your back in the bushes and stuff like that. Wondering you're driving up the car park and keep worrying if your car's all right. Just relax, can't you, then?
Yeah.
Well, next time we go, we need to go the other side where the circle is.
Yeah, I've never been there anyway, so I'd like to go there anyway.
I'd like to visit that area.
But Mick says as well, the parking is dead close to that as well, so you haven't got far walk. The Castle Ring.
We'll perhaps go there next time then.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we even have to go there over night time, do we? The Castle Ring, we can go visit there in the day.
I'd like to go. Because a lot of the stuff that's been seen there hasn't necessarily been at night time. Yeah,
no, a lot's been seen in the day.
Yeah. It's like everything else paranormal, isn't it? Everyone seems to think it's got to be in the dark, but it hasn't, has it? If it's there, it's there, isn't it? Mm. Don't come out in the dark.
Well, we've done the dark. Let's do the day.
Mm.
Yes, but it's better if you're doing sky watching, better at night, isn't it?
It is a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise,
I've seen some strange things in the sky from our house in the day.
Oh, no, and I'm not saying you don't, because, well, when I saw that UFO on the A500, that was in the day. That was in the day.
Both might have been in the day as well.
Yeah, that was in the day. But the chances of you seeing something flashing or bright while the sky's dark is a bit better, isn't it, I think? Well, I don't know. I'm just talking shit. I don't really know. I'm not a ufologist. That's a good word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, we went and nothing happened much, did it? So but them lights so were pretty good.
Then.
Yeah, that was it. We were just pointless going again. That's it. There's no such thing as aliens or UFOs.
Well, they didn't come that night, did they?
And we didn't get to go and do much investigating because of the weather, neither was it. Was all throwing down all night.
And there was a weird man in the woods.
But I think if it had been better weather, a small group of us could have gone back into the woods and done some investigating, especially with it being so close to the war cemetery.
I would have liked to have done that, but like you say, I was piss wet through and you don't want to do it, do you?
No.
Anyway, so we'll leave the Canic Chase thing there. We'll, but we
to
will,
be continued.
Yeah, we will put the I'll put the video up online and put the link in the bio. But it'll be on there. My brain then. I was thinking I was already put it up. I'm really recording it. We have done one. We have put one up, haven't we? It gets confusing. Yeah. But I'll add the links to the video in the show notes and stuff, so you can just click on the link and have a look at the video, a couple of minutes of video of the lights. And if you've got any idea of what it could be, drop us a message or make a comment on it and just tell us if you think it's just infrared lights on the car. But like we say, you couldn't see it with your naked eye, could you? So
no.
But you could see light in the distance, you know, to the bit on the right. It was like must have been a village or town.
Mm.
And you could see them lights, couldn't you, there?
Mm.
You could see houses and street lights really far away. You could see some street lights and stuff.
So if it was a car, they would have to have the lights off, wouldn't they? Because we couldn't see any lights with your naked eye.
Mm.
There you go then. See, you've just debunked your own
thing.
I
think if it was vehicles, whatever it was on the vehicles, we would have seen something, like you say, watching. We'd have seen, so even if it was very dim, surely. But when you looked out of it, it was just pitch black, wasn't it? You couldn't see anything at all.
No, nothing.
I never thought about that, because we didn't see it, and you were on about that, the dash cam or whatever, once it goes dark, but there was no car lights, was there?
No.
Nothing.
So,
absolutely nothing.
So, whatever it was, you'd have to have a look at it if you can get to have a look at the clip, if Nick's putting it up. But what you were seeing with that is we couldn't see anything with the naked eye, could we?
No, but also what was strange as well is that you wouldn't see any for a little while, and then all of a sudden there was like a flurry of activity and you could see them and they'd go bright and dim and back and forth and you'd see them, and that would last a minute or so. And then nothing for ages again, was there? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, I think if it was cars, wouldn't it just be like a steady flow or random, rather than all at once, then nothing, 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 all at once? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Because you've got a couple of hours of it, haven't
you? It's quite a lot.
Yeah. Over, like, at random times, it isn't just like a row of traffic, is it?
No.
It's just...
Yeah, it was quite regular.
But looking back now, I just don't think it is a car anymore. I don't think it is that now, because we would have seen headlights.
I don't know what else it could be explainable that would be invisible to the naked eye, but you could pick it up on night vision. I don't know what else does that.
No, It was bright. On the night vision, it was bright, wasn't it?
Mm. It would have been even brighter, wouldn't it?
The best way I can describe them, what they look like? Can you remember Willow the Wisp? Can you remember that like glowy, that little glowy light that used to go in and out of the woods and the
in Doyley Woods?
Doyley Woods.
That's the best way I could describe what they looked like.
So there you have it. So we might have seen something then. So it might not have been as crap as we thought.
Well, maybe if anybody else has been up there with night vision and seen anything similar or seen something or can tell us what it might be, got any idea, please let us know.
Yeah, because I have told a couple of people who frequently go to Cannock Chase, but they're normally there in the day because when I told him about him, he says, oh, it'll be bikers. So not like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's not really
it'll be what? Sorry, Nick.
Mountain bikers, they go, you know, but not 1 o'clock in the morning. They won't be giving
off. And again,
we would see with our naked eye, wouldn't we, as well?
Yeah, you'd have thought so. And it wasn't just Mark's night vision as well, because Mick
on his monocle one that picked up as well.
So it wasn't like a glitch on Mark's cameras. It was on both. So.
Yeah, because what I looked at, I only looked at it a couple of times, and there's quite a bit going on, really. Once it was just one light fading and out, there was like three or four, five, six sometimes all together, weren't there? So now, for starting, one of them impressed, I'm pretty impressed now. Happens a lot on the podcast, doesn't it?
Change your mind halfway through.
Quite often.
Yeah, so that was Cannock. So I'd like to ask your opinions on something.
Go on.
I'm sure you've seen it because it's been all over social media. Is the video of the lady on the aeroplane?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, no, you've not seen it?
No,
seriously.
Tell us.
So it's a video of a lady.
American Airlines, isn't it?
On an aeroplane, who is sitting near the back of an aeroplane. You don't actually see where she's sitting because one of the other passengers starts to film it, so that's where the videos come from. And she comes down the aisle and stands at the plane, and she's, in my opinion, watching it. I don't think she's drunk. I don't think she's... She looks like quite a respectable lady. She's nicely clothed.
She walked perfectly down the aisle.
You know, looks after her appearance, obviously. She walked perfectly compos mentis down the aisle of an aeroplane, which isn't always easy to do anyway. And she started, not shouting, but basically what she was saying is she wanted to get off the aeroplane because the person at the back of the plane that she was sitting next to wasn't real, were her words. Her exact words were, that mother effer is not real.
She got quite upset emotionally over it.
You could tell by her voice that she was frightened.
Okay.
She basically said that she didn't care what anybody else thought or what anybody else thought of her. But she knew that that person was not real, and she wanted to get off this aeroplane. And if all everybody else wanted to stay on the plane
and die
with it, then that was up to you.
But she isn't.
But I aren't. Now, the very strange thing is, she's standing in an aeroplane. Basically, you would think panicking other passengers because she's talking about people dying on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? None of the stewardesses, the flight attendants were sort of flocking round to try and calm her down, try and escort her off. Nobody was, you know, and the person she was talking about, you didn't
Never
see
moved.
Them get up or defend themselves and say, nope. You know, nothing. Never moved. And there's been a couple of other passengers that have come out. The problem is you don't know how it's been blown up, who's exaggerating, whatever. But apparently there's other passengers coming out saying that the person she was sitting next to on the plane was somebody with a hood, like a hoodie.
Okay.
And it was noticed that she was already having a little bit of a set to with this person before she stood up and walked off. But the person, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, the person with the hood up never answered her, never spoke, never got up, never tried, you know. If that was you sitting next to somebody and they were kicking off about you, surely you'd be up there going, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, hang on a minute, I haven't done this, I haven't said that.
There's also
but
somebody
this person never moved,
that
apparently
mentioned she may have been having a bit of kerfuffle over thinking that he'd stolen her ear pods, but still, nothing, no reaction from whoever it was.
Have you seen a picture of the guy?
No. No one's got a picture of
this is
of
the
her,
strange thing. So
no one's seen or heard of her ever again. So there's she's not been come forward. No one's got a name.
There's not been any follow-up. Nobody's tried to find
what
it.
To the
nobody's
plane?
It was taxiing, so it stopped and it got off. They got off.
Oh, so they were in the air.
No.
They did get off. And it was delayed
for quite a long time.
Couple of hours or 4 hours or something.
Well, right, okay.
And then they got back on and...
But somebody somewhere has suggested that the person she sat next to apparently blinked.
Not that
way. The opposite
way. Not that way. That way.
Okay.
That somebody saw, so it didn't go up and down, it went side to side. It's a very strange...
When did this happen?
Maybe a week... Was it about a week ago it came out? In itself, the video, it just... is some woman ranting about getting off a plane. But if you actually
listen to her
and watch her and then realise, in a minute, nobody's getting up and nobody's doing anything about this.
The person
she's talking about never got up, never tried to defend themselves, never spoke, never said anything.
Weird.
You know, it's very strange. And the fact that there's not been a follow-up, you know what America's like.
You'd think the newspaper
news
would be
channels
after it or something like
because
that.
Because it's gone viral, you know?
The airline must know her name and know what seat she was sat in, so they must know,
definitely,
but nothing has been leaked.
Nothing
at all.
To explain it or what the situation
was. She hasn't
was.
Been approached. Well, we've not seen any follow-up from her. And I know some of the stories that people add on and twist it just to give a bit better story, but if you watch the original one, it's very strange.
Nothing about it.
No, nothing. Mm. Shapeshifter sounds
like. Well, that's what people are saying.
Cool. Was this on TikTok?
No, I haven't got TikTok, so I haven't seen it on TikTok, but I think it's been on other social media platforms.
I'll have a look for that.
I've got it, I'll send it
you. Yeah, send it, I'll have a look.
So that's interesting.
There's two different views of it, because there's somebody that's filming it from sort of the end near the door where she's going, and then there's somebody from the top end. But what I don't understand is why nobody, if they think she's ranting about the guy she's sat next to, why hasn't nobody got a picture of him or put the camera?
You do see at one point when she's pointing down the plane, you see a couple of passengers sort of turn around to see what she's pointing at.
But that's it.
You don't see where she was sitting. You don't see anybody approaching her. You don't see anything else. Which on an airplane, normally, anything like that, they're on you, aren't they, straight away? Mm. If you're causing hysteria, you know, if you're causing any kind of panic or...
Even if she's just stood up. Sorry, I'm listening. Even if she just stood up while it's taxiing.
I think more people were more shocked at what she was saying rather than...
She wasn't just saying normal stuff like, you know, if she was having... some sort of breakdown, or she was drunk, or
some
in any
say
way.
It was probably a psychotic event she was having. But she seemed quite. She couldn't get her words out when she said it's not real at the first time.
Yeah,
her voice was quite emotional,
yeah, very scared. Yeah. But to stand up and say that person's not real in front of a plane full of people
and point him directly out, not say somebody down there. She pointed.
And she was sat next to this.
Apparently so. It was the person she was sat next to.
Okay, that's good. You'll send me a link for that, and I'll also put that in there.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't seen it. That was out this week sometime.
Yeah, I think. Well,
I don't quite know when it
last
happened.
Week. I don't know when it happened. I think it's a pretty new video. I'm not sure.
And people have added, obviously, doing their own videos on it now and twisting it and adding it.
I'm surprised I haven't seen it, because normally stuff shows up on my timeline exactly what shows up on yours.
Mm.
So I'm surprised I haven't seen that.
Now, I would normally have shared it in the group, but you never answer me, so I didn't.
If I'm busy, I just do,
don't start.
I do look at
don't
him.
Start, no.
I do look at him, even if I don't reply, I look. Just been dead busy this week.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please. No, I'll put it on the notes.
Me and Marie have been studying it for a week, haven't we?
Yeah, it's quite a bizarre video. We'll find it for you, and then, like Nick says, we'll perhaps put the link on the with the podcast as well, so that anybody that's not seen it can click on it and also have a look. Very strange.
Good to see.
Side blinkers.
Yeah, they say that, don't they? Do they claim Hillary Clinton's done a few of them blinks, sideways blinks, and
they're what she did with lizards, aren't they? The side blink.
Yeah.
Reptilian.
They used to side blink. Remember V?
Godzilla did, didn't he?
Did he? Never seen Godzilla blink.
Come on now.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it was. Sorry, it was about the 3rd or the 4th of July. So.
Okay.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And they were departing from Dallas on an aeroplane departing from Dallas. So yeah, and the passenger remains unnamed. You know, and there's been no follow-up since. Don't know what's going on with it at all, which is strange. Because you know what America's news are like.
You'd think there'd be like a big backlash of it,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
And yeah.
But you'd think they'd want to interview her and see
definitely.
What she actually saw and things like that. But no, nothing.
Nothing.
Can't even Google her because we haven't got a name. Nobody has a name. Which I think is really bizarre.
Yeah, strange.
It then,
yeah.
That side winking woman.
We might have another story about it next week.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
Right? Yeah, apparently somebody. It says in this report that somebody, when she demanded to get off the plane, somebody said, "What about your belongings?" And she said, "I don't
care."
That
was it. She didn't want to.
I don't care about my belongings.
No.
I
want
just
to, get
need
off.
To get off.
All right. Okay.
So.
But they wouldn't like take someone off a flight and leave a luggage on. Definitely not.
That's probably why it was a 4-hour delay then.
Yeah.
They'd probably have to get her whole luggage off.
Yeah, they'd have to get
in case she was
off.
A bomber or something like that. So she gets off and leaves her stuff on.
Says the woman has yet to come forward and share her side of the story. But other passengers have come forward. One passenger said the woman freaked out after losing one of her earbuds. But then he didn't give many more people any details. So, yeah, strange. You'll have to read that. Seems to be a bit of a few more passengers have said, give their thoughts on it. So, yeah.
Cool.
Interesting.
Definitely. So, we'll leave it at this one.
And I don't think nobody said nothing about her getting charged or...
No.
Because they had to ground the plane, get everybody off.
Yeah, if there's a disturbance, they usually
normally
prosecute or something, don't they?
Nothing at all. Very bizarre.
Yeah.
Maybe all the staff knew who they were carrying.
Maybe all the staff were
there.
Maybe everybody else on the plane was,
apart from her.
What if they were up in the air and she looked across and saw that bloody thing on the wing of the plane, like, was it Twilight Zone?
Yes.
That monkey
that
on
monkey,
there.
Yeah.
Ripping bits off.
Yeah. Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Is it then?
Now we have it. Short but sweet.
Short but sweet.
35 minutes. So.
That's enough, isn't it? It's enough for anybody.
It's enough for anybody listening to us waffle,
yes,
isn't
it? Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So we'll see you next time.
When we do, We will.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from you.
It's good night from here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.